This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 380, up 4 1/4. May corn, 388.5, up 4 3/4. July corn, 396.5, up 4 3/4. March soybeans, 1024, up 16 1/4. May soybeans, 1026.5, up 15 3/4. July soybeans, 1030, up 14 3/4. March wheat, 503 1/4, up 5.5. May wheat, 5.5, up 3 1/4. July wheat, 504 3/4, up 3. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Thursday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Thursday afternoon. With a trucker strike in Brazil not settled, soybean values posted gains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealer Dakota Shell corn bids up 4 cents at $3.55 to $3.75. Soybean bids were 16 to 17 cents higher at $9.94 to $10.15. In central Illinois, country grain dealer Dakota Shell corn bids up 4 cents at $3.48 to $3.77. Soybean bids were 15 to 17 cents higher at $10.01 to $10.31. And in the southern part of the state, Shell corn bids were up 4 to 5 cents at $3.65 to $3.81. Soybean bids were 12 to 16 cents higher at $10.05 to $10.37. Wheat bids were up 5 to 6 cents at $4.05 to $4.86. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 15 to 16 cents higher at $10.29 to $10.39. Basis was unchanged to one lower at 5 to 15 over the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $3.74.60 to $3.84.60 per ton, $4.10 higher, with basis steady at 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 2 to 4 cents higher at $3.80 to $3.86, with basis unchanged to 2 lower at option to 9 over the March. Illinois country grain river barge loading elevators quoted to producer corn bids 3 to 4 cents higher at $3.71 to $3.80. Basis was steady to 1 lower at 9 under to option to March. Soybeans ended up 15 to 16 cents at $10.31 to $10.37, with basis unchanged to 1 lower at 7 to 13 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 5 cents higher at $4 to $4.01. These elevators raised their soybean prices 15 cents with quotations at $10.65 to $10.66. Soft wheat closed up 5 cents at $5.03 to $5.24. Milo ended the day mixed at $4.40 to $4.63. Contract bids for producers for new crop corn in the northern part of the state at $3.66 to $3.84. New crop soybeans at $9.41 to $9.58. In the central part of the state, contract bids for new crop corn at $3.69 to $3.84. New crop soybeans at $9.59 to $9.77. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn at $3.72 to $3.84. New crop soybeans at $9.39 to $9.70. And new crop wheat at $4.65 to $4.93. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $161.12, up $2.77. April live cattle, $149.80, up $2.95. June live cattle, $142.95, up $2.87. March feeder cattle, $230, up $3.32. April feeder cattle, $199.05, up $3.20. May feeder cattle, $198.92, up $3.35. April lean hogs, $67.15, down $2.17. May lean hogs, $79.30, down $2.60. June lean hogs, $82.62, down $1.35. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 11 cents lower in the range of $59 to $67.50. with a weighted average carcass price of $64.89. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 24 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 29 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 30 to 34, and 6 weights and up 31 to 36. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $35 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,634 head. And now the report from the Schuyler County Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 390 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were $159.25 to $163.75. Choice slaughter heifers were $158.25 to $163. On to the slaughter cows. They had some premiums, bringing $135.25 to $137.50. Breakers were $100.50 to $108.25, with some high dressing at $120.50. Boners were $98.50 to $105, and high dressing leans were $100 to $110.50. Now moving on to the Greenville sale barn. They had receipts of 603 head, starting with its choice slaughter steers. They were $157 to $161, select and choice $150 to $156. Choice slaughter Holstein steers $146 to $150, and select and choice were $138 to $145. Choice slaughter heifers were $155.50 to $162.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 390 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.13, and that was $1.34 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $247.03, that was 54 cents higher. Select carcasses were $244.90, that was 3 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000, that compared to 109,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000, that compared to 431,000 last week and 421,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Today, Senators Dianne Feinstein of California and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania once again introduced the Corn Ethanol Mandate Elimination Act in an attempt to undercut the renewable fuel standard. Bob Dineen, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, released the following statement. Senators Feinstein and Toomey continue to operate under the misguided assumption that the RFS is driving food prices higher. It is not. Corn is less expensive today than when the RFS was passed. As the World Bank recently concluded, most of the contribution to food price changes from 1997 to 2004 and 2005 to 2012 comes from the price of oil. Dineen added that the irony of the situation is that the biofuel sector that would be most severely impacted would be cellulosic ethanol, ethanol made from plant material, not the grain. There are a lot of soybeans in the world. Last fall, U.S. farmers harvested a record crop, and their counterparts in South America are doing the same thing right now. Todd Gleason has more on what it may or may not mean for the price of soybeans.
The South American soybean crop should be about 400 million bushels bigger than it was last year, some 6 billion bushels in total. More than a third of it should still be around, about 2.2 billion bushels, when U.S. farmers go to the field this fall. Add that number to what USDA expects will be left from the U.S. crop, and you get about 2.6 billion bushels before the combines roll in the United States. It's a big number and can't be good for price. But maybe it's not as bad as many think either, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
In spite of these large U.S. and world soybean supplies, prices have actually held up fairly well. During the first 5 months of the 2014 marketing year, farmers sold beans at an average price of about 10 and a quarter. However, prices have declined by 50 to 60 cents over the last month.
Going forward, the price of soybeans will be determined largely by the expected size of the 2015 U.S. soybean crop. The first milepost will be the number of acres planted. Well, USDA will release an estimate March 31st. This past year, U.S. farmers planted almost 7 million more acres of soybeans than they did in 2013.
Given the large increase in soybean acreage over the past 3 years, a more modest increase might be expected this year if crop prices remain near current levels. Planted acreage near 85.5 million seems like a reasonable expectation at this time.
Since the beginning of the Freedom to Farm era back in 1996, says Daryl Good, planting intentions reported in March have provided an unbiased forecast of actual plantings. Over the 19-year period, actual acreage exceeded intentions in 10 years and was less than intentions in 9 of them. On average, actual plantings exceeded intentions by just 98,000 acres. However, the difference, sometimes negative and some positive, exceeded 1 million acres in 9 years, 2 million acres in 4 years, and 3 million acres once. The June USDA acreage report will provide a clearer picture of soybean acreage. Good says if U.S. farmers plant 85.5 million acres of soybeans, and if the harvested acres yield 45 bushels to the acre, then the United States would harvest 3.8 billion bushels of soybeans. That would be 162 million bushels smaller than last year's crop, but probably lead to an overall supply of about 4.2 billion bushels, or 120 million bushels more than this marketing year.
Expectations for the 2015 soybean marketing year then point to lower prices than experienced this year. The expected price decline is moderated to some extent by the likelihood that stocks at the end of the current marketing year will be about 90 million bushels less than projected last fall. That 90 million bushels is equivalent to about 2 million acres.
Given all this, Daryl Good says prices are not expected to be as low as the CBO baseline projection of $8.19 or even the USDA baseline projection of $8.50. The futures market currently points to a marketing year average near $9.50 per bushel for new crop soybeans. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Beginning Tuesday, the documentary Farmland will be available on DVD at Walmart and Walmart.com. Freestyle Media's Mark Board says they are thrilled Walmart selected Farmland to be one of its new documentary titles, as Walmart is the premier retail outlet for top-line DVD releases. The documentary also is available to rent on DVD from Netflix and to purchase on Amazon. Documentary filmmaker James Mole is thrilled with the wide distribution for the documentary and says there's a lot of interest out there in the lives of young farmers and ranchers. The Hillsboro FFA chapter will be selling Krispy Kreme donuts for $7 a box this Saturday morning as a fundraiser to send two students to the Washington Leadership Conference this summer. Sammy Nodal is one of the students that would be sent on the trip.
The Washington Leadership Conference is through the FFA, and we go up to D.C. and help like paint houses and do community service and everything, and we just learn about a whole bunch of new things. And I'd like to go because I'd like to learn new ways to help out in the community and how to help people out.
Morgan Mandrell is another hopeful for attending the Washington Leadership Conference.
The reason why I want to go to the Washington Conference is because I'd like to learn to be a better worker, hard worker, and stay motivated while I'm working, and it'd be a really fun experience.
The Krispy Kreme fundraiser to send these two hopefuls to Washington will be taking place at the CNB Bank in Hillsboro, the Security National Bank in Coffeen, and the Security National Bank in Irving. Sales will start at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning and run to 11 a.m. or whenever supplies run out. For any questions about the fundraiser, you can contact Michaela Johnson at Hillsboro High School. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.